If you are tired of the ups and downs of the stock market and are wondering how the rich feel secure, just drive to a busy intersection and look at the commercial buildings on each corner. The chances are the buildings, including the drugstore, the supermarket, and the fast food franchise, are owned by a single investor. They do not own the business, just the building and often the land under the business, without the headache of running the business or maintaining the property. Instead, while millions watch the ups and downs of the stock market, that triple net investor is having a check wired to his bank account each month. To me, that makes much more investment sense. The beauty of this type of investment is that you receive the monthly cash flow, your tenants pay for the debt on the property, and in the end, you own the underlying real estate, so you also can benefit from the appreciation during the term of the lease. There are two issues with triple net lease purchases. One is that they usually require a substantial down payment, such as $1 million. The second problem is that most financial planners who sell mutual funds and insurance do not recommend them simply because they do not make a commission on such investments. I've heard financial planners say that these real estate investments are risky, and instead they recommend a diversified mutual fund portfolio, which to me is extremely risky. To invest in these investments, you will need to find an experienced commercial real estate broker with at least 5 years of experience, and do not be afraid to ask to speak to satisfied clients, if he or she has any. As with any investment, there are good and bad triple net lease purchases. A point to remember here is that both Kim and I started with small deals, but as our wealth grew, so did our experience and hence the size of the investments, the security, and the higher returns. In other words, it is education and experience that ultimately makes a person richer and richer. Kim and I tend to add two such investments to our ARC each year, so our passive income increases each year. That is the power of education and experience. Many mutual fund investors would love to receive $200,000 passive income each year for 20 years, rather than sweat the ups and downs of the stock market. If you can do just 5 of these big deals in your lifetime, you could easily earn over $1 million a year for as long as you live. The cash flow board game has 2 tracks. One is the rat race, and the second track is the fast track, which I consider to be the third level of investing. In real life, investments on the fast track are by law reserved only for the rich. The following are some real-life examples of investments Kim and I have added to our ARC since our retirement in 1994. Private placements.
Being entrepreneurs, we also like investing in small startup companies that have the potential of going public. Along the way, we've invested in 2 oil companies, 1 silver company, a gold company, and a consumer products company. 1 oil company ran into trouble when it failed to strike oil and ran out of money. More money was raised, gas was discovered, and now the company is being acquired by a publicly listed company. The silver company was acquired by a company listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange in 2001 and is beginning to attract investor attention. It is in production and has cash flow from the ore it sells. The gold company has secured rights to an advanced exploration project with a resource of 3 million ounces of gold and is set to go public in 2003 through an IPO. The consumer products company is also set to go public in 2002 through a reverse merger.
Most of these small startup companies have taken 4 to 5 years to develop to get ready to bring them to the market. I wrote about this process of starting companies and getting them ready for the public markets in Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. The advantage to building a company and taking it public is that because the founders receive the largest blocks of shares at very favorable prices, prices as low as 2 cents a share to 25 cents a share, one can afford to buy hundreds of thousands of shares at that price. After the stock goes public, and let's say the share price hopefully hits $3 a share, the founders can begin to sell a few shares to recoup their initial investments and go on to reap the benefits of a growing public company. Of course, these are the riskiest of all investments in the stock market, and only the very rich or the very savvy should invest in such companies. This end of the stock market is where most of the crooks and con men hang out. That is why if you should venture into this market, your business and investment training must be the best. If your business and investment skills are limited, you may fall prey to these crooks and con men, or even worse, become one of them. After people have their millions securely stored in their ARCs, they're ready to move on to Cash Flow 202, the game that teaches the fundamentals of technical investing, the fourth level. Although many people who are not rich play the options market, I chose to follow my rich dad's advice and waited until I had a steady source of cash flow before playing this high-speed game involving paper assets. I personally feel picking stock and mutual funds are the riskiest of all investments. I would rather have steady cash flow from a business and real estate, or use options to protect my positions in volatile markets. But that is just my opinion. One of the benefits from playing both Cashflow 101 and 202 multiple times is that you too can begin to see the four different levels of investments and find out how you too can learn to invest for greater returns, steady income, and with far less risk. Of course, to invest in the four levels will require that you commit to studying for a number of years to gain your education and experience. If you are not willing to invest in your education, then investing in mutual funds or picking stocks is much safer than the four other levels of investments. Warning: when you look at my cash flow board game, you will notice that there are two tracks. The small circular track is fondly called the rat race, which is where 90% of all investors are. The large outer track is called the fast track. Kim and I invest primarily in investments from the fast track. They are not investments for the average investor. If you talk to most financial advisors, they will say that the investments that Kim and I invest in are far too risky and should not be invested in. I agree. They are too risky for the average investor. Yet they are not risky if you will educate yourself and gain experience on the B and I side of the quadrant. If you do not have the money to invest in these investments, then I often recommend you keep your daytime job and start a part-time business. Read the book Protecting Your Number One Asset: Creating Fortunes from Your Ideas by Michael Lechter. The greatest fortunes have been created through building businesses. If you do not have the money to start a business or lack the experience, then join a network marketing company with a great educational plan to teach you and give you the opportunity to gain the money to invest with. Now, here's another set of questions to think about when it comes to building your ARC. 1. Analyze your level of thought when it comes to money. Do you have a fear of losing money? Do you have a fear of not having enough money? Do you find yourself saying, "I can't afford it," instead of, "How can I afford it?" Do you want to develop a higher level of thought when it comes to money? 2. Analyze your personal financial statement for each liability and expense listed. Is it good debt or bad debt? 3. Will you commit to starting with a small deal? 4. Start jotting down your negative thoughts about a part-time business, real estate, stocks, and options. Now analyze those negative thoughts. Are they based on fact or fear?